B-Pod Studios.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool,
yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're gonna be cool.
Yeah, first, this is pretty cool. Congrats to Andrea from Uxbridge. She's the latest winner with the 80s Artist of the Day.
Wow.
Yeah, $500 for Andrea. Thanks for listening. Your next shot at 12. Julie Devereaux will play REO Speedwagon again.
So much money flying
we're just
around.
Throwing around money. We had a super smart winner today.
It's like working in a vault.
Right. But it's not your money.
I know.
That's right.
Been reminded of that constantly.
Yeah, okay, fine. What's cool?
Well, almost half of Americans do this to their car, and I'm one of them. And today is a day to celebrate.
I am not. Nope.
I'd name your car.
I bet you have. Black Beauty? No.
No.
It's not Black Beauty.
No, it's not.
Okay, fine. Brian, what do you got?
All right, well, Saturday Night Live is coming back this year, and they're bringing in a big name to play Joe Biden. Did you hear?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. And this is the ultimate prank. I'm not a prankster, per se, but I respect this prank.
Okay.
Okay? What one BFF did to his BFF was the ultimate prank. I want to get your reaction to it, LBF.
Okay.
All right, go.
All right, October 2nd. I had no idea. It's Name Your Car Day.
Name it what?
Choosing a name that best fits our car's personality. Now, I know what you drive, and I know what kind of personality your car is, but I can't say it on the radio.
I like Black Beauty is a good name for my car.
Okay.
I might call it that.
You might. I won't. But 50%, almost 50% of Americans name their cars.
Isn't that funny?
I remember my mom named hers, but I can't. It was the 70s, and I don't remember.
Yeah.
But I named mine.
Mm-hmm.
I have a Volkswagen Eos. It's red.
Yeah.
I call her Joan London.
I like it.
Because my father, at one point, when I got a red sweater, I held it up to myself, and he screamed out of nowhere, "Joe London!" And so then I, because Joan London looks good in red, he explained. And then my friends were around, and they're like, "You need to name that car Joan London, you know?" I'm like, "Yes, I will." Cute.
So dad like Joan London?
My dad loved Joan London.
Yeah.
Like, it's weird.
She was nice. Joan was always nice.
She was pretty and blonde and on TV. And my dad
good in red.
Is shallow.
Well, I guess
in the best possible way.
Yeah, that's all right. Hey, Bruce. We love you.
All right, okay. That's our time.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Hey, tomorrow night, the season premiere of Saturday Night Live. It's hosted by Chris Rock and Megan Thee Stallion, the musical guest. Should be fun. Chris Rock is doing Fargo now, so it's really cool.
Yeah.
But the big news is, of course, they need somebody to play Joe Biden.
Yep.
They've had Jason Sudeikis do it in the past, John Mulaney, Woody Harrelson, but they're bringing in the big guns, Jim Carrey.
And the big teeth.
And the big teeth.
Yeah.
They unveiled his look on with a little teaser of Jim all done up in the makeup.
Look good.
He puts the sunglasses on. He's got the smile. It should be a frenetic impersonation.
Oh, yeah, so, I know.
Say one thing about Joe. He likes his Ray-Bans.
He likes
Aviators.
Yeah, I like those. It's good. It's a good look.
Okay, this is an awesome prank. A 24-year-old guy named Lee in Glasgow, Scotland, he knew his 38-year-old friend Stephen was going on a first date to a steak restaurant.
Scottish pranksters are the best.
These guys. So Lee, the 24-year-old prankster, called the restaurant pretending to be Stephen before the date to set up a special dessert surprise.
Oh.
Yeah. He had the server bring over a cake at the end of the meal that said, "Will you marry me?" written on the plate in icing.
That's amazing.
Lee caught the whole thing on video. He wound up paying for the meal, so he dropped about $180 on the prank. But he says it was worth it. And if you're wondering, Stephen's date
said no.
Said no. Yeah. And she was not happy by the prank.
She wasn't.
Not happy.
That's a good test, then.
Dump her.
Guess what? So Lee may have taken, he tanked any potential relationship.
Good. If she has no sense of humor.
She had no sense of humor.
And she's Scottish?
Yeah.
Forget it. That's, she thought it was right.
Awful. And the whole
order some
awful?
More haggis and move along.
I'd have been like, I would have doubled down and been like, yes, I'll you marry you. I don't want to do this any more than you do. Let's go.
Oh, my God.
Justice of the peace.
Let's see your ring. Let's go.
You got a funny friend. We can hang out.
Oh, my God.
Wow. That's a plot twist.
Right?
Man.
Who's laughing now?
When's the date? Okay, good to know. Hey, we got Zoe on the phone. Scott, yeah, he's just driving through a car wash. He's going to join us. It's Football Friday with Scott Zolak.
A man walks down the street. He says, why am I soft in the middle now? Why am I soft in the middle? The rest of my life is so hard. I need a photo opportunity. I want a shot of redemption. Don't want to end up a cartoon in a cartoon graveyard. Bone digger, bone digger, dogs in the moonlight. Far away, my well-lit door. Mr. Beer Melly, Beer Melly, get these mutts away from me, you know. I don't find this stuff amusing anymore. If you'd be my bodyguard, I can be your long-lost pal. I can call you Betty, Betty, when you call me, you can call me out. A man walks down the street, he says, why am I short of attention? Got a short little span of attention, and oh, my nights are so long. Where's my wife and family? What if I die here? Who'll be my role model now that my role model is gone, gone? He ducked back down the alley with some roly-poly little bat-faced girl. All along, along, there were incidents.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.